From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Ichabod Crane Board of Education voted 9-0 December 18th to make Jason Thompson the new district superintendent. He takes over for interim district superintendent Lee Bordick, who came to Ichabod Crane on July 1st after Michael Vanya stepped down after he was charged with driving while intoxicated. Bordick said about the new superintendent, and I quote, "He was appointed last evening, and I think everybody was happy to meet him and his family," end quote. "We are now beginning conversations and a plan for the transition, which will take most of the month of January. It is anticipated that he will start in the beginning of February," end quote. Previously, Thompson was superintendent of the Delaware Academy Central School District in Delhi for 9 years. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Dan M. Clark reports at law.com that the Special Commission on Judicial Compensation isn't giving New York judges a raise this year, and they might not get one until 2024. The panel's ruling this week cited New York's poor fiscal condition in denying the raises. Panelist Robert Megna, who was appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, said, and I quote, "Given the difficulty of the fiscal situation we're in, I just don't think I can move forward on the salary increase," end quote. New York currently has a $6.1 billion budget deficit. Read more about this story at law.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that in Ulster County, elected officials at the county level can still hold office in local governments. The Ulster County Legislature did not override County Executive Pat Ryan's veto of a measure to end that practice at a meeting December 18th. Currently, New Platts Village Councilperson Daniel Torres is also on Ryan's staff. Torres both oversees funding that goes to New Platts and asks the county for funding as an elected representative of the town. Ulster County Legislator Joseph Maloney said, and I quote, "The only argument that I've heard was that this was personal to one person. Well, thank God we only have one person that we have working asking the county for money, millions of dollars. That's what he was elected to do. He wouldn't be doing his job if he wasn't working, matching funds for economic development," end quote. Read the full story in Mid-Hudson News. While much of the snow that fell in the post-Thanksgiving storm has melted, local mountains are still covered in white. Hunter Mountain reports 5 lips open over 36 trails with 1 to 3 feet of snow. Window Mountain has 28 trails open, 25 groomed, with 3 lips open with a machine-groomed base of 10 to 36 inches. Catamount Ski in Columbia County has 15 to 43 trails open with 5 of 8 lips running and 1 to 2 feet of snow. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.